happy, 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 happy. Boing, 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 boing. Yip, yip.
And good evening. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. I'm your host, P-Bone, and the show is Canada Post Rock. I'll be with you until 9 p.m. tonight on this very special Fun Drive edition of the radio show. And we have a couple of special guests in studio. And tonight we have here...
Raymond. Hi.
Last name?
Boisjoli.
And...
Jordan.
Wilson.
Of the Musqueam First Nation.
And I'm Haida.
And Haida, and I'm your host, P-Bone, and we got a pretty
what
special
nation are you from,
Fun
P-Bone?
Drive edition. I'm a Blackfoot, and we have a bunch of music picked out by these two local tastemakers, and we have a pretty wide variety of stuff coming up this evening, so we're pretty excited. Don't forget to donate. Head to donate to CITR.ca to find out more. And what do we have this evening tonight queued up? So we got a couple tracks that you...
I think the first one we have queued up is D Plus, which is Brett from The Beat Happening and Phil Elverum from Microphones and Mount Erie, who's playing next week. But I actually haven't heard this, even though I've had it for quite a while.
So it's a project before Microphones, seeing as it came out
96.
Very cool. It's on K Records, so that's a sign of quality. So it's booked back with Heatherwood, and we're going to hear the book track. So once again, that's D Plus, Project of Phil from the Microphones. That's one of Raymond's picks, as well as another thing I'm not too familiar with, but looks pretty interesting.
Eugene Kelly from the Vaselines, who I like quite a lot. But it's also one, I just buy these 7-inches because they're so cheap and plentiful, and then... In a lot of instances, I just come and play them for you, P-Bone.
Well, I really appreciate that. Looks like you got a pretty wide variety of 7-inches queued up this evening. And Jordan's got a few tracks picked up later on, but we'll get to those later on. So once again, it's Fun Drive edition of CHR. The station is pretty busy. There's a live show happening in the lounge, and lots of cool stuff happening all week. If you just head to CITR.ca or donate to CITR, you can find out more. So we're going to start this evening. That's something from D Plus and a track called Book, right here on CITR 101.9 FM.
God knows that she couldn't care. I might search at the library, but that book's been read. I guess our love is dead. Each time it's getting easier to lean, easier to lean.
We want to know if you can handle the heat this fun drive. From now until February 14th, we're looking at raising $20,000 for Discorder Magazine. Now, what's that $20,000 gonna do? It's gonna let you boogie on down to our website. That's right, Disco Magazine is gonna be even more accessible online with our new website. But don't worry, you'll still get to boogie with Disco in real life with even more locations as we expand across the city. And finally, with your help, we get to preserve every Discorder magazine that's ever been. So to all the alumni out there and every generation of Discorder magazine lovers, we're making sure to treat you right this Valentine's Day by preserving the goods and all the artistry Disco Magazine has conjured through the years. Disco never dies on our watch, so head to www.donate2citr.ca to keep Disco Magazine groovin'.
And we're back. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. I'm your host, P-Bone, and the show is Canada Post Rock. What you just heard was a couple 7-inches picked by Raymond Boisdeloy. We just heard Eugenius. Project from
Eugene Kelly,
side project from a member of
the Vaselines.
That track was called Womb Boy Returns from a 7-inch called Womb Boy Returns, backed with what is it? 7 out. This one came out sometime in the 90s. Holy, there's even AOL or no. Anyways, there's a bunch of really old website addresses on here. So prior to before Eugenius, you heard something from
D Plus. It's a band that was after Beat Happening ended, Brett moved to Anacortes and started a band with Phil Elverum.
And we have the track called Book. And it's Fun Drive time right now, and we have a few special guests doing a Fun Drive show, and we're trying to get some donations. If you had to donate to CITR.ca, you can find out more. You can donate securely online with your credit card, and you can get all kinds of cool swag. There's like a baseball pennant. I forgot what else there is. There's a bunch of other cool stuff that you can get. I'm just pulling up the site and donate to CITR.ca. So what do you think about Campus Community Radio? What do you think of it as a resource for the community? What do you think of it?
I appreciate the non-commercial aspect of it. Like it kind of feels as though people don't really listen to radio, so you don't really need it to sell stuff. That it kind of feels like it's very community oriented, and it kind of feels like it's a really important aspect of just, you know, people who like love what they do and they do it because they think it's important.
Very well said.
Yeah, it's a great community for students while they're studying, just to get together and learn about music or alternative forms of media, different mm-hmm. alternative forms of coverage.
And it kind of feels like there's like it's a very proud part of like just broadcasting is like college community radio stations.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a great community to be a part of. Lots of cool UBC students here finding their place, learning how to do radio shows and stuff like that. So we could always use the money. There's different ways you can donate. And yeah, there's all kinds of stuff we can do with the money. One cool thing that we're probably going to do is get these expanded drop boxes. So the newspaper bins that you see around town, you don't really see those much anymore, like from the alt weeklies. Mm-hmm. So we're hoping to get some of those with the Fun Drive money. And then you'll see Discorder magazine around town.
I love that.
Yeah, you don't really see any alt magazines as much nowadays.
No.
So what do we have queued up next?
I think we should have gone D-plus to Julie Duaron, but we've got Julie Duaron and the Wooden Stars. And it was one of my first shows I ever saw in Vancouver was Julie Duaron with Hayden in 1996 at Tom Lee Music Hall. And the Goose Lady was pushing her goose down the street. I remember it very clearly.
Wow.
Okay, and after Julie Duaron and the Wooden Stars,
we've got the Inbreds.
Another great Canadian classic.
Really getting our CanCon in right away.
This is a 7-inch called Double Yoke / Wrap It Up, and we'll hear the Wrap It Up track. What era or what year did this come out?
Must be like 96, 97.
Yeah, it looks like it. I haven't seen
I had started to grow a very wispy mustache by this point in time.
Nice. Okay, so in this next set, we'll hear Julie Doron, followed by the Inbreds, right here on CITR 101.9 FM. This track is called Too Much.
Too much. Join us every Saturday from 8 till noon for Saturday's Edge with your host, Steve Edge, as he guides you on a journey to world and roots music, with African, Latin, and European music in the first half, followed by Celtic, blues, songwriters, and Cajun in the second half.
It's great! It's too much for a cultural backwater like Vancouver. It just bursts with violence. It's got every absurdity and nihilism of the world.
CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from Vancouver. Every absurdity and nihilism of the world since 1937.
It'll play off-Broadway. I can see it now.
And we're back. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from the University of British Columbia on Musqueam territory. And the show is Canada Post Rock, and we just heard a couple cool tracks, and most recent one was...
The Inbreds, Wrap It Up.
And prior to that, you heard a collaboration album from Julie Doron and the Wooden Stars, or 7-inch, I should say, and that was a track called Too Much, as selected by our special in-studio guest, Raymond Boys July.
Thanks for having us, P-Bone.
John. Yeah. We have a very cool fun drive show with some cool local guests and tastemakers. And we got a pretty interesting track selected next from Jordan.
Yes.
What can you say about this?
Well, I can say that one of the things I love about college radio is that there aren't the same limitations as mainstream commercial radio. For example, you could be driving across town and encounter a long-form piece, for example, and just get transported to a different place, uninterrupted, longer than 3 minutes.
You mean Nanaimo, right?
Transported
to Nanaimo?
Oh, yeah, you're transported to Nanaimo, because this is a band out of Nanaimo with a local connection. They are called Earthball. And the local connection is local legend drummer John Brennan, who recorded, mixed, and mastered this, I think, and also played drums. And he described it as a basement jammer. So let's get transported to Nanaimo across the Salish Sea.
Yeah, it looks interesting. You can check it out at earthball.bandcamp.com. And yeah, like Jordan said, one of the only places you could hear out there music like this, like any other station, is not going to play pretty experimental stuff like this. All right, so we got a selection from Jordan up next. This is Earthball and a track called Hawk is Dying right here on CITR 101.9 FM. Don't forget to donate to CITR.ca. We're back. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. I'm your host, P-Bone, and the show is Canada Post Rock. And you are tuned into a very special Fun Drive Edition radio show. And we're here with...
Raymond.
And Jordan.
Jordan Wilson. And that was your track that you had just selected.
My track.
Maybe we'll hear it again later.
I selected it. It was Earthball. And I believe it's called The Hawk Is Dying.
From a new split that was just put out, a new cassette that you can pick up at earthball.bandcamp.com. Great example of a track that you might not hear anywhere else in Vancouver. So CITR is one of the only places that you'll hear kind of complicated and difficult music like that. So we need to preserve that by donating to CITR at donatecitr.ca. I think we're getting a bit of feedback in the booth, but I don't think it's going out on air. We'll get a... Oh, there we go. Stupid me, I left a preview on. You couldn't hear that, but we could. Sorry about that. That was a track from Earthball. And anything else that you want to mention or say?
Anything you want to plug?
Not right now.
Okay.
Except for the Fun Drive.
Sure, yeah. We got
CITR is trying to raise money for a new website.
Yeah. That's one of the projects that we're really hoping to work on. If you go to the website, you'll notice that there's kind of no like articles, and there used to be a lot of like kind of Discorder articles. So with the new one, we're hoping to restore that, and then that'll be a great way to read about different music.
Probably from different time periods too, because it's been around for so long.
Yeah. We used to have so many online articles, but I think just various issues with the website. It's kind of like...
My friend Henry Trung, I gave him a ticket for Jonathan Richman, and he was very excited about it because he actually reviewed the modern or Jonathan Richman for Discorder like back in the 80s. So he was very excited to see him again. But I couldn't find the review online.
Yeah, you'd have to dig into the PDFs, but yeah, we're hoping to restore that with the next Fun Drive. With the Fun Drive money, having a new website. I can't even talk right now. So up next, you have a track queued up for us, Wasted Lives.
With friend Colin Griffiths on it, who is also in U Jerks. And Phil Smith, who some of you might know. He taught English for a long time and sang in the band Corsage, very important figure in Vancouver punk.
Nice. So we got a really cool 7-inch coming up. And then after that, I have a track picked out because I wanted to play something, the new Lambrini Girls album. It's called Who Let the Dogs Out, and we're gonna hear a track called Big Dick Energy. And yeah, perhaps if you have young ones in the room, maybe tune them away for a little bit. Some content that may not be suitable for children, but anyways, right here on CITR 101.9 FM, this is something from Wasted Lives right here on CITR 101.9 FM, and this is sorry, I'm just getting all the track queued up. So we'll hear Wasted Lives and then Lambrini Girls. Away and get one too.
red ray. No more pain, there's a wire in my brain. No more pain, there is a wire inside my brain.
It's not a fucking bag! From 1951 to 1992, First Nation and Inuit children were placed in non-Indigenous communities to live in private homes to attend school. If you or someone you know participated in this program, compensation may be available. For details, please visit boardinghomesclassaction.com or call 1-888-499-1144 for details on eligibility, support, or opting out.
Hey there. This is the Social Media Fellowship from What's in the Hat.
Calling all Mad Hatters, what's in your wallet? This week is Fun Drive here at CITR and Discorder, the one time each year where we ask for your support to help us keep local, independent, and alternative voices on the air.
We love CITR and Discorder because they give us members of the disability community an opportunity to let our voices be heard.
It's time to throw your fuel on the raging Discorder inferno by supporting this year's Fun Drive.
If you are in a position to contribute, please donate to CITR.ca to donate. Don't forget to tell What's in the Hat sent you. Thank you so much.
And we're back. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. I'm your host, P-Bone, and the show is Canada Post Rock. And we have a few special guests in studio tonight for a Fun Drive edition of the show. We have Jordan Wilson and Raymond Boisjula.
Hi.
And that was actually my track that I picked. That was Lambrini Girls, new album called Who Let the Dogs Out. Big Dick Energy is the track. Really hoping that one charts pretty well across Canada. That's why I'm trying to fit it
it's
in
this
week.
Bahaman cover?
Sure. prior to that was a track picked by Raymond.
Wasted Lives, Wirehead.
Local punk project from back in the day.
Mm-hmm. Colin Griffiths, he was everywhere.
Nice. And actually, we did forget to mention the Discorder theme, or the disco theme of the Fun Drive. There's all these disco-themed promo items that you can pick up. We couldn't pick out too many disco tracks tonight. We kind of had we were struggling with that. But we did our best. Up next, we got a really short set of one track. Can you tell us more?
Yeah, it's I really love bands that went to art school. And this is Private School and the song Rock and Roll Radio. I first heard on Vancouver Complication out on Zulu Records. That was like a compilation of Vancouver independent music from 77 to 88, and the song is Rock and Roll Radio. It's a great song.
Wow, it's an EP, 5-track EP, mm-hmm. on a 7-inch, and it also has a flexi.
Yeah.
Okay, so we'll hear this track by Private School, and don't forget to head to CITR.ca or donate to CITR if you can contribute this year, if you're in a position this year.
You don't even have to listen to contribute.
For sure. Right now, this is a track from Private School. This is Rock and Roll Radio right here on CITR 101.9 FM.
Chance. Deep down, Johnny had a rock and roll heart. Johnny couldn't sleep at night.
back. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. What was that we just heard?
That was Rock and Roll Radio by Private School from Vancouver in the late 70s.
Nice. That was Raymond's pick on this special Fun Drive edition, and our other special guest has a few tracks for us.
Yes. Are we going to play the following two back-to-back?
Yeah.
Okay, so first up we have the brand new song that's being released ahead of a forthcoming album by local heroes Destroyer, featuring the one and only Nicholas Bragg on guitar. And the song is called Hydroplaning Off the Edge of the World.
Brand new stuff.
Following that, we'll hear a song from another Vancouver institution, Frog Eyes. The song is called I See the Same Things. And there's a great new music video that accompanies this song that's set at Western Front.
Literally a Vancouver institution.
Quite literally. And that song will be dedicated to Julia.
Nice.
We could dedicate songs this whole time?
Yep.
I'm sorry I didn't dedicate any songs to you, Julia.
Okay, so we got two tracks, Frog Eyes and Destroyer. And anything else you want to mention or say?
Thanks for inviting us, P-Bone.
Yeah, thanks for having us. The new Destroyer album comes out when?
March 23rd or 27th or something.
28th, it says.
28th.
Okay.
Can't wait.
New track called Hydroplaning Off the Edge of the World right here on CITR 101.9 FM.
Street. love with every person I meet. In love with the gun club. Mirthless husk floating on an ocean on the surface of the King of France. Thousand yard stares at the menu and grins from this angle in a certain light. All bets are off on every goddamn thing. It's all the same thing under a certain light. Women fill out, men crumble inwards there. I didn't wanna say it, but I did. My life's a giant lid closing on an eye. It's all the same thing in a certain light. It's all the same thing in a certain light. But we live in the light. It is exquisite, it goes through you. Through your legs. God is famous for punishing.
That's why I'm rolling. Self-autonomy from Copy Paste Radio. You feeling like a super freak? You feeling that disco fever? That discorder inferno? Well, hit us up. We're collecting donations for Fun Drive. It's on right now. Go to donate to CITR.ca. Show me a freak.
We're here at Canada Post Rock. We've got a very special episode today. Some special guests, including
Jordan
and Raymond, with your host,
P-Bone. So what did we hear? I'm letting you guys take over.
We heard Frog Eyes. Frog Eyes. And before that, we heard Destroyer.
Some young, up-and-coming bands from Vancouver. Mm-hmm. I think we'll hear a lot from them.
I hope so.
So it is our Fun Drive going on right now at CITR and Discorder. It goes until next Thursday, so you can donate anytime. If you like, you can donate to my show. Just type in Canada Post Rock. And there's a lot of cool stuff happening right now. In fact, there's a band playing in the lounge right now.
Goat String Orchestra.
Yeah. The crazy thing that you can do about CITR is you can broadcast live music. I don't know too many stations that could do that.
Can we hear them?
Yeah. Why don't we let's cut to the mic that's in the booth or in the studio. So right here is a bit of. You hear that?
That's happening right now.
Cool.
Play live? Is it always out there?
Yeah. The new, well, I guess the station isn't new, it's 10 years old, but kind of developed it in line with doing live shows. Live from Thunderbird Radio Hell, long-time running show. They have bands in every week, so, I mean, yeah, not many stations in Canada, or not many stations in Vancouver can do this kind of stuff.
Running a radio station can't be cheap. Probably costs money.
You'd probably want to raise at least $20,000.
Yeah, I think so.
To keep a radio
station
going.
Tonight, if possible.
Mm-hmm. Last year we hit it. This show got $220.
Do you have any special rewards if people donate specifically via Canada Post Rock?
I didn't come up with anything, but
I'll give you a card that you can give to people if they donate to your show.
Potentially. Wait.
I'll tell them what the P in P-Bone stands for.
Potentially. But if you listen to some other shows, they have lots of cool gifts. So we're getting close to the end of the show. I think we got one last track.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks for coming. Thanks for joining.
Annual tradition.
Yeah, so you guys have been picking out music all evening, and what is this last track that you have?
Spinning Out and Going Nowhere by Fiverr, who now lives in Sackville. But they're also on the new Destroyer record, but this is their new single that came out at the end of 2024, and Fiverr's great.
Okay, so a track is called Spinning Out and Going Nowhere by Fiverr, which is fiverrforreal.bandcamp.com. Thanks for tuning in, and keep it locked on CHR. This is Fiverr.
Walk through the doorway, right past the guard. I put my hand on the handle, I don't try too hard. But the light shines too bright, the air washes cold. I walk in to the wall of a memory. So yeah, I spend a week there each morning, pacing the threshold between Stan and God. I am aware that it's life that moves on all along. Anyway, what I know, hard to say. I'm spinning out, I'm going nowhere, going mental in my mind. You know I've always been a searcher. Says I feel what I might find. The sound of cicadas, a sack of potatoes, that's me out in the wilderness. They told me fresh I would do it, help me cut through it. Can you cut through the thing that you're missing? I plead with the river, I beg of the sky, I ask every god that is going, deliver me from this treacherous. Sometimes I can't even move, I'm spinning out, I'm going nowhere. A potential in my mind, you know I've always been a searcher. These days I fear what I might find. But let me tell you again about the way I've been feeling. Feeling a lot about the way I've been told. Just to notice a feeling as it marks a new moment. But what's in a feeling but a notice? Well, I used to sleep just to carve out a dream in my mind. Am I making crystal and gleaming? Now I close my eyes after I close the curtain. I go in just to carve out a memory. Over the threshold unspoken, electric and missing all that never was. But the story can serve for the truth. I'm spinning out, I'm going nowhere. Going mental in my mind. You know I've always been a searcher. These days I feel what I might find. I'm spinning out.